only show that reaches out to our men and women.
I want to say hello to Seth Jr.
I miss you, Daddy.
I'd like to say hello to my father, Charles.
Time for JT to take a service call.
Yeah, Camp Leatherneck, Marine Corporal Christopher Ramos joins us, Marine Air Control Group. He's from Springfield, Mass. His favorite team, the Red Sox and the Patriots. Marine Corporal, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on winning the World Series.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.
You got to be thrilled when you saw this team with Bobby Valentine and then the way they turned it around with John Farrell to go from worst to first and then to win the World Series and do it on the home field at Fenway Park. What'd that mean to you?
Oh, man. I mean, I was confident that they were going to do it from the beginning. I mean, the Red Sox have done it before. You know, they started off pretty bad and they've snuck their way back up. I mean, they've done it with the Yankees, I mean, a while back. You know, everybody was sure that the Yankees were going to beat them. And then next you know, the Red Sox are just creeping up behind them and winning game after game after game. Next you know, we win the World Series. It was just like, so I was pretty confident that they were going to win it. You know?
And how about the play of Big Poppy, David Ortiz? Did you think a guy aging on the back end of his career could dominate the way he did and be the MVP of the World Series? It was amazing to watch.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, Big Poppy, he's getting old, but, I mean, he proves that age is nothing but a number. The man has power behind his hits. I was definitely confident. I was just waiting for it. I was like, this guy's going to hit it. He's going to hit a home run, and he's going to get him.
Yeah, he did. He did it a number of times. We're talking to Marine Corporal Christopher Ramos, Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. How'd you watch the World Series? Were you able to watch it on TV, watch it online? Did you get up early? Walk us through that experience for you.
Well, over here we have games that can stream through the TV from time to time. So, I mean, I would see a few games here and there when we weren't busy with doing what we do.
You got to be thrilled by the Patriots, too. They just put 55 points up last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. A very proud franchise with a lot of guys hurt, from Vince Wilfork to Mayo at linebacker, and not a lot of big-time wide receivers here. How impressed are you with the way the Patriots are playing this year? They're the two seed.
I am very impressed. You know, I mean, a lot of people say, hey, the Patriots, I mean, look at their division. They're not even playing against good players. But honestly, you know, I mean, give credit when it's due. They're doing a really good job. You know, Tom Brady's doing his thing out there. He's trying really hard. You know, I mean, come on. You know, going from having Gronkowski, Hernandez, and Wes Welker to having, you know, these new guys pretty much. I mean, the man's doing his thing, you know.
No doubt. It's an incredible run. Same old story for the Patriots. They win at home, and they win big games on the road. We're talking to Marine Corporal Christopher Ramos. WEEI-FM is our affiliate in New England, and he's live in Afghanistan. How cool is that? Marine Corporal, tell us about your job requirement today. Walk us through your typical day at Camp Leatherneck.
Pretty much my typical day at Camp Leatherneck is I work during the night, so pretty much at night, you know, I'll probably start like from what, like 7 o'clock at night, and we'll get phone calls from here and there. People will tell us, you know, if they're down with communications or whatnot. It could pretty much differentiate between, you know, just a small, you know, wire got cut to a unit's entire system is down. You know, so pretty much, I mean, like I would have to, you know, just go into like their comm closet or run a brand new wire, or you know, it all depends. There's a bunch of different tasks out here that we have to get assigned with.
Yeah, no doubt. Tell us about the commitment you made to join the Marines. What was that decision like? Where were you in your life when you decided to make this life change, obviously for the better?
Well, honestly, I was in my senior year in high school, you know, and I was talking to my uncle, Samuel Rivera, Sergeant Samuel Rivera. He served in the Marines as well as a sniper. And, you know, he would tell me all these stories about, you know, how he'd been to different countries and whatnot. And, you know, I mean, I wasn't really doing anything with my life at the time. Like, I wasn't doing good things. So, you know, and then every now and then I would remember, you know, the attack from 9/11. And I would be like, you know, like, hey, like, I mean, I was too young at the time to realize what happened, but as I grew up, I understood, you know? And so, I mean, I was like, hey, my country gave me a lot. So, I mean, I might as well give back, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard the story a bunch, and it's very sincere. After 9/11 and the memories that you had to go back in, to go in and support the cause there and serve your country. It's truly commendable. Corporal, please say hello to any member of your family, anybody important to you. We'll make sure they get a copy of this.
I'd like to say hello to my brother, Isai Feliciano. He's in the Navy right now. He's stationed in Georgia. I'd like to say hello to my brother, Jamie Ramos. He's in Springfield, Massachusetts right now. And I'd like to say hello to a good friend of mine who's in Illinois. She's going through some tough times right now. Her name's Sierra. Just keep your head up. And I'd like to say hello to my mom, Millie Ramos. You know, hey, Mom, I'm still alive. I'm over here, and I'll be home soon.
Well, let's get him a Red Sox highlight on the way out. Here you go.
Koji ready. He turns on the rubber, the 2-2 home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. The 2013 Red Sox are the world champions and Boston strong.
Dave O'Brien with a call, WEEI Boston.
How does that sound, sir?
That sounds great.
Well, you have yourself an unbelievable day. Thanks for your service, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
All right. Thank you for having me on. Have a good day.